Okay, have you all settled down?
Yes.
Greetings again in the Lord's precious name. Good to have a full house, isn't it? Even on a Friday evening after completing our works, traveling long distances, and still being here on time, it tells us or it speaks of us having that desire to spend some time meditating on the Lord's word and then having some time of prayer. And I believe we have, all of us have gathered here because of just one reason, isn't it? Because we do love the Lord with all our heart, and that we do want to hear from His word and from the throne of His grace. So shall we turn our Bibles again to the book of Hosea, chapter 10, please. The book of Hosea, chapter 10. And I don't think I will do many verses today, but for our study, it is good to read the Word of God, isn't it? So we have, how many, 15 verses in this chapter. So shall we read one verse from one corner, please? Maybe right in that corner. Hosea chapter 1, chapter 10 and verse 1, please.
Chapter 10, verse 1. Israel empties his wine, he brings forth fruit for himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altar. According to the bounty of his land, they have embellished his sacred pillars.
Verse 2. Their heart is divided, now they are unhealthy. He will break down their altars and will ruin their sacred pillars.
Then they will say, we have no king, because we didn't fear the Lord. But even if we had a king, what could he do for us anyway?
Verse 4. They enter new wars with empty hearts, they make covenants. So judgment springs up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field.
The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the plows of Bethlehem, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it.
This idol will be carted away to Assyria, a gift to the great king there. Ephraim will be ridiculed and Israel will be shamed, because its people have trusted in this idol.
Verse 7. Samaria's king will be destroyed, swept away like a twig on the surface of the waters.
Josh.
The high places of wickedness will be destroyed. It is the sin of Israel. Thorns and thistles will grow up, and they cover their altars. Then they will say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, follow us.
Verse 9. The Lord says, O Israel, even since Gibeah, there has been only sin and more sin. You have made no progress whatsoever. What if not right that wicked men of Gibeah was attacked?
Number 10. When it is the my desire, I will quicken them. People shall be gathered against them when I find them for their two transgressions.
Verse 11. Ephraim is a clean heifer that loves to fresh grain, but a harness for fair neck. I will make it fine, full of flow. Judah shall grow, Jacob shall break his clothes. So call yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and brings righteousness on you.
Verse 13. But you have done wickedness, you have committed evil, you have eaten the fruit of deception, because you have depended on your own strength and on your many worries. Verse 14.
The sword,
the
roar of battle will rise against you, your people, so that all your foresters will be devastated. As Shalman devastated Beth Arbel on days of battle, when mothers were dashed to ground with their children.
So, will it happen to you, Bethel, because your wickedness is great? When that the day dawns, the king of Israel will be completely destroyed.
Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the simple reading of this word from the Word of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the words of encouragement, the words of exhortation, the words of admonition and correction, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us as your people who are receptive to your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for these good words. And as we meditate on a few verses this evening, we pray that you'll anoint us afresh. Cover us by your precious blood. Equip us, O Lord. Help us so that we may depart from this place fully refreshed, encouraged, and with praise and thanksgiving on our lips. In Jesus' name we ask these things, O Lord.
Amen.
Now, we have been doing sort of a detailed study, isn't it? Called a Bible study. And if you have noticed, again, as Brother Arun reminded us sometime, so Bible study, because of that, we tend to turn many verses, many portions, isn't it? It's not just a sermon. And I believe it is also a good thing, it will help us to know where things are in the Bible and what different chapters, different books, different portions tell us. And then as we are also turning to different portions, it also reminds us that the Bible is not just something which was written by someone just for the sake of it. Because the Bible is one book which always tallies with what was written thousands of years back, some years back, at different places, to different people. And the other thing which we find in the Bible is, in spite of turning to so many portions, we keep coming to just one message, isn't it? The message of God's love. The message of salvation. The message of God pleading with his people time and time and time again at different periods. Now, the Bible history, as what was written, Genesis, if you look into your Bibles, if you have dates, it would probably say about 4000 BC, isn't it? Approximately 4000 BC. And then it also tells us about what happened at about 3000 BC. Mm-hmm. You have a good record of that. Then it also tells us about what happened 2000 BC, and then at 1000 BC, and then at the turn of time, 0 AD. And what was the main thing which we see in the Bible at about 0 AD? What was that event which happened at about 0 AD? It is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? The turn of time, BC turning into AD. And someone was asking us the other day, we were just thinking about, talking about at our homes, a good thing to remember, 4000 BC, that was when Genesis starts. And then around 3000 BC, or about 1300 years later, that is 2700 BC, that was the time of Noah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then at about 2000 BC, a good thing to remember, was the time of
Abraham.
And then from Abraham to the time of David, how many